What's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to get into an aspect that has been mentioned in the media over and over and also mentioned in novels, but each time it has been wrongfully interpreted. The interpretation of what it means when a shark comes from behind. There's a lot to say when a shark chooses this way of approach. Should he be familiar with swim patterns, it would be the blind spot approach. Against common belief, a shark approaching from behind is not sneaking up on you. Its attention is not to be seen because the animal is, quote-unquote, shy. That's what it is. This may not make much sense to you should you never have heard that, but this is actually the case. So why would a shark be shy? I mean, I've seen fully grown tiger sharks and white sharks do so. They're much larger, so we are not even, they would win every fight against us. Why would they be shy? First and most importantly, a shark does not know what we are. So for all the animal knows, we could be dangerous, despite that we're most likely smaller than the animal. It is a typical character trait of any predator, not to rush into an unfamiliar situation, but first look at it from a distance and try to figure it out. Of course, a shark can stare at us all day long, and it won't be the wiser, so it has to come closer sooner or later, should it be that curious. But being curious does not mean being bold and reckless. It's actually a similar scenario, not unlike the circling shark. Although the shark is okay with being seen, it can keep its distance for a long period of time, and it won't get any closer what we could be, because sooner or later, the sensory organs do not give him new information, so the shark would have to come closer. If you remember, should you want to interrupt such a pattern, a circling shark swim towards the animal. But again, from behind, most likely you don't know that the shark is there. So, but if you turn around and you see the shark, of course, most likely if you would now just turn around, that is enough for the shark to take off. Or of course, you could swim towards the animal. Or you should take a pocket mirror with you. Try this one. One time when you go with sharks in the water, look into the mirror and see how the shark comes closer. Remember we talked about an open mouth suggests being relaxed and a closed one not so. Okay, so look at the mouth of the shark when it approaches and you will see that the mouth stays open because the shark is of the assumption that it's not seen, so it stays relaxed. Shark feels okay, even when it's very close. So, but as soon as you turn around, the shark likely closes its mouth right away, but for sure its swim pattern will be away from you very quickly. So since approaching from behind is an approach that reflects a rather hesitant shark, why do you imply that it is a shark that is sneaking up on us? Because that it was what we naturally assumed. And of course, this sneaking, the term sneaking, got very famous in the old three-category attack nonsense, hit and run, bump and bite, and sneak. So a shark sneaks up on us in order to bite us. Never happens, so go back into this podcast, I don't know which one it was, and listen to it again. I explain it quite extensively why this three-category attack is nonsense. Just because we don't see a shark does not mean it has a sinister intention. If you're a diver, you know how hard it is to observe all space around you, even more so should you be in the water column. Just turning around on a regular basis is nothing we do should we move against current. But even if we do, there's still the space on top of us or right below, not easy to cover sometimes. So, but the shark from behind, of course, we just don't see the animal. The interesting part, of course, is that the shark understands that it's not seen. Unknown at this point how he does it, we really don't know. We spoke about that in the past, and it can possibly, likely, who knows, detect in what direction we look. So it's capable of detecting our field of vision. This is what we actually try to prove or disprove. But how? How can a shark know that or do that? Of course, we could simply say that it just looks for our eyes. And if it does not see them, then it means our back. But but that is a huge assumption. So overall, I have no clue how it does it, but somehow it makes it happen. So what does this tell us when a shark chooses an approach where it is not detected? First, it is assuming that we are a potential threat. That's why I stay cautious. That's why I stay hesitant. Second, it is still curious, or if it's curious enough to come close despite that we could be potentially dangerous, is because it is intrigued. It likes to see what we are. Of course, it never figures out what we can be. He doesn't know, has no concept for a human being. But at the very beginning, the shark doesn't know. It's the same with us. Sometimes we look at something, we don't really know what it is, then we come closer, we touch it, we still have no clue. Okay? So with a shark, it's pretty much the same. So it is overall a shark who is more or less cautious than another one who approaches from the front. Would we say that? I would say so. Although, if it stays unnoticed, chances are it gets closer than a shark that approaches from the front. I remember I was once in the Bahamas, being at the bottom and looked around. But mainly in front of me, looking for sharks. You know, we all know that. Sitting there, looking around. But I did not see one for at least 20 minutes. When I suddenly got the urge to turn around, right behind me, about 1 meter away, 3-4 feet, a fully grown great hammerhead stood there. This was the very first great hammerhead I ever saw in the Bahamas. Of course, once we had eye contact, she turned rather quickly around and took off. Never saw her again. I had other encounters later on that happened the very same way. I felt the presence turned around. Voila, there it was. However, I can understand something like that can be quite shocking to turn around and see a large shark close and very personal. I suggest to keep turning around or at least look behind you ever so often should you swim or dive in an area where sharks are common. Of course, should you swim, it is even less likely you're going to see that thing behind. I tried a few ways how to look behind every so often when doing freestyle or breaststroke. And should you're not racing, you too can make these adaptions and still get rather easy from A to B. And that's the positive. Are aware what happens around you, especially behind you. Have you ever heard of the Navy combat stroke? No? Then go on YouTube and type in Navy combat stroke. And I'd say this is probably the best way to look back and be relatively fast. But of course, you have to adapt it a bit as well, since of course, the stroke does not cater to looking backwards. But you will get the point. So my question now is, do only large sharks do that occasionally? Well, no. Even smaller ones like the black tips, not the black tip reef sharks, the black tips, the regular black tip limbaiters, Caribbean reef sharks, and all these other sharks, they do it as well. Because on one side they're curious, on the other side they're hesitant, cautious. So, well, blind spot approach is the best way to do it, to get closer and have an idea of what we could be without being noticed. And you know what? This entire approaching from behind tells me one thing. Independent of species and size, most of them, or actually all of them, are just careful animals. This is something I say for now 30 years, but people hardly listen. And it doesn't matter that I'm in the water nearly every day. If you tell people, okay, what do you think? Shark comes behind. Well, it's a dangerous animal. He wants to bite me. They cannot substantiate their opinion, but they would not believe what I tell them. It doesn't matter that I'm swimming with them every day. So take it from me. The shark who rushes in to bite and then takes off does not exist. Although people say this sneak attack, it just doesn't happen. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, even if you have to turn around, have fun with it, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.